Silvana Muninga, a candidate for the National Assembly, claims to have been the victim of two attacks since the start of his election campaign. He has had difficulty carrying out his activities and lives in fear. He says as he was returning home from campaigning when a group of people confronted him at the entrance to his home late at night, called him by name and his ballot number 22 and attacked him, taking everything. He is very worried and does not feel safe. His case is far from isolated. Candidates of all stripes claim to be victims of sabotage of their posters or physical aggression. Roger Binzika is a member of Congolese minister Mbusa Nyamwisi's RCD KML party. He says he had put a sign on the footbridge at the Goma Institute, but it was rapid off. The person who had put it up was there in the morning, but one day later it was gone. It is almost the same thing in the various districts, so much so that his team wonders if there are not people trying to sabotage them.
Des gens qui voulaient nous saboter.
The group Action for Development, Civic Education and the Defense of Human Rights in the DRC says that the law is strict regarding the violation of candidates' rights during election campaigns. Karpat Tulinabo, a member of the group, calls on all candidates to respect the electoral law. He says all those who tear down candidates' posters, all those who commit violations or abuses during the campaign period, must know that the law applies to them because there must not be serious violations during the campaign period. Whether it is those in power or in the opposition, everyone must respect the law. All campaigns must adhere to the norms and principle of electoral law. The Independent National Election Commission says it is determined to organize the vote on the 20th in accordance with the electoral calendar, even though it is reporting problems deploying electoral materials throughout the country. For VOA Africa, I'm Zane Mnetizaidi in Goma.